With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Dan Neal, the automotive critic for the Journal, is gearing up for a broader rollout of electric and hybrid vehicles, which he says is coming fairly soon. Until then, he's spray painting his minivan. We'll have more on this in a moment. First, here are some tech headlines. Chinese telecom and smartphone giant Huawei Technologies says it expects 21% revenue growth for 2018, despite having spent much of the year fighting cybersecurity challenges by the U.S. and its allies. Huawei's chairman says the company expects its sales to reach $108.5 billion this year, fueled by the shipment of 10,000 5G base stations and 200 million smartphones. Over the past several months, Huawei has faced intense scrutiny from officials in the U.S., Australia, and other allies who want to block the use of Huawei's equipment in 5G networks set to begin rolling out over the next year. A top Huawei executive was recently arrested in Canada at the request of the U.S. government. U.S. officials have long feared that Huawei's equipment could be used to spy on Americans or disrupt telecom networks, a charge that Huawei disputes. Instagram did an about-face after reconfiguring its feed resulted in overwhelming Twitter backlash on Thursday. The photo-sharing social media platform, which is owned by Facebook, switched from a traditional scrolling feed to a swipe-based system overnight Wednesday with no warning or announcement to its estimated 1 billion users. After complaints flooded Twitter, Instagram announced a switch back to the scrolling feed. A spokesman for Instagram said the change was actually a bug. Redesigns can be risky for social media platforms. Earlier this year, Snapchat lost a lot of users and shares of parent Snap plunged to an all-time low after Snapchat changed the app to separate friend and publisher content. Still ahead, The Wall Street Journal's Dan Neal is anticipating a big EV rollout. Very few cars have been as hotly anticipated or talked about as Tesla's Model 3 electric vehicle sedan. Wall Street Journal automotive critic Dan Neal says, just wait. He expects that there will be scores of new EVs and hybrid vehicles coming down the pipeline over the next few years. Dan joins us via Skype. Dan, first of all, when you say just wait, you're not kidding. You're holding on to your current ancient vehicle until that time that you're certain is coming when EVs start to roam the earth, right?
That is correct. I am in a very practical and sort of cheap Yankee kind of style, holding onto my Honda Odyssey minivan because the paint is peeling. I've been using rattle cans to just touch it up to maintain, so I can, my wife can drive it to the store without being embarrassed. But do you know, one of the most, the biggest questions that come out of this story was people wanted to know where I got my spray paint. And there are a lot of people wondering, well, what brand of spray paint do you use to paint your Honda Odyssey? So, you know, the electric thing was just secondary.
What year is this Honda Odyssey, by the way?
It is a 2008, so it is at 10 years, which was my original vehicle horizon.
And you're just making use of the spray paint. You're just driving the vehicle until such time that, what if it breaks down tomorrow, Dan?
Well, because I have I'll entertain your hypothetical in a moment, but I did do the timing belt re-up at 60,000 or 70,000 miles. And that's like renewing your wedding vows. You know, you really are, you know, recommitted for another length of time. So those vows should last the engine will run for 200,000 miles, but other things like glass will start to fog up and things start to fall out. A vehicle, you know, the useful life of an automobile is about 200,000 miles. And so we're getting close. Now, if I had to buy, if it just died tomorrow, I'd probably buy a Model 3. Now, that's a problem because I would not get my Model 3 for a while. So let me revise that answer and say I would get a cheap, low-mileage EV used, and I would make do with that vehicle until such time as the market provide me with the car I wanted.
Do you think it's just a matter of time, and not a very long time at that, before internal combustion vehicles become obsolete? I mean, tell us why internal combustion cars are becoming dinosaurs.
Well, in short, they're being regulated out of existence. And when you look at the Chinese government has a crash program to electrify the fleet, to lead the world in lithium-ion battery storage, to build electric cars, and also to lead in AI. But this is the most dispositive cause, is the Chinese market is just moving forward. Now, and Europe is not far behind. the United States is a separate market. It is a mature market, but it is not does not have its own planet. So eventually, the things like economies of scale and this industrialization were going to make these vehicles cheaper than internal combustion engines. And before that happens, this is the key thing, before that happens, the car makers themselves will have given up on the technology. I mean, right now, they may be saying they're still developing the IC engine, but they see the handwriting on the wall, and they're not. They're going to run out this technology. It's at the end of its really development anyway, its cost-effective development. So the next quantum leap will be electrification.
You think the development of the lithium-ion battery is going to render, for instance, the latest crop of hybrid plug-in vehicles superfluous before too long? You think the technologies in these hybrid vehicles, they're working at cross-purposes with each other?
I do. I think the plug-in hybrids, as a concept, was designed to compensate for the relatively low energy density of early lithium-ion batteries. As that energy density grows up, the necessity to cover that spread between the EV range and the utility range, that goes away. Also, the plug-in hybrids have the problems that they've always had. There's two powertrains, twice the weight, twice the complication. And this is the most important thing. Studies have shown that people who buy these PHEVs don't plug them in. And if you don't plug them in, they become actually less efficient overall than a conventional gas-powered car. So this is there's a use cycle here too. People are not they expect it to be like a hybrid. Now, a typical conventional Prius gets 50 miles a gallon, and that is better than most plug-in hybrids on the typical duty cycle. But one thing that's real important is this isn't speculation. We know these vehicles and these policies are in the pipeline. This is more just sort of ringing the bell to people understand that this is all happening. Because of, we have kind of a captive news and information market in the U.S., people don't realize, Americans don't realize, the rest of the world has pivoted on this issue.
And you're sure that a lot of these new types of cars will start rolling off assembly lines, maybe in the U.S. before too long?
In the U.S., I don't know, but BMW said they're going to build, they've spent $40 billion over the next 10 years to build EVs and battery production in China and around the world. All the major car manufacturers have committed to some staggering figures to make this happen because they want to do business in China, and that's why they're going to have to do business from now on.
And assuming that your Honda Odyssey minivan holds up for a while, you have your eye on one particular electric vehicle, and this is the Rivian R1T pickup. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, yes. Okay, now this is it's a little rich for my blood, frankly, but the Rivian is a company that's starting up production in a factory in Normal, Illinois. It's the former Mitsubishi plant. They have built this very studly electric pickup truck that has four motors in it and has something like 700 horsepower and 400 miles range. And, it goes 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. Oh, and it has way more storage than a typical pickup because the componentry of the EV is so small that it has opened up all these this acreage inside the cabin. So there's a hidden storage everywhere, including something called the frunk, where the engine used to be and it would be in a conventional pickup truck. Tesla's model, what are they going to call the pickup? I forget what they're going to call the pickup, but that's also due in about 18 months.
Wall Street Journal automotive critic Dan Neal joining us via Skype. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you, Charlie.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.